Everyone, welcome into the iPhone Users Group for VIP on, what is today, May 20th. And this year continues to speed along at a breakneck pace. So I don't have a lot to bring to the table today. I have been delving into this new app that I saw advertised on Facebook called EYEGUIDE. And it's basically a duplicate of some other apps. I mean, it utilizes the LiDAR on your phone, and it's kind of cool. I was using it a little earlier today on the back porch. I was used it to describe. It's got a guide mode. And it's all on your phone. It doesn't really use the internet. Although if you're hooked up to the internet, it kind of gives you better results. They've got a describe mode, which you can take a picture and it will do pretty much what Be My Eyes does. But let me tell you, Be My Eyes is really hard to beat. It's got a color detection that's reasonably accurate. It'll get you in the ballpark or whatever color you're looking at. So it'll work in a pinch if you don't have anything else. And it has a currency reader. But it does tell you, make sure you have plenty of lighting for best results. So, and it's just another tool to have in your toolbox. I mean, you can pull it out and play with it once in a while. It's a kind of a neat app that works fairly well. The other thing is, I was going to say that I've been using the copy speech that I introduced last class. And let me tell you, that is an invaluable tool. For example, here's what a real life situation that I was in. My brother was going to take me to Nashville to see Ralph and Susie. He wanted the address so he could plug it into his GPS to know what the mileage was. So Susie had sent me both Ralph's and her addresses. So I went into my email. I listened to the address. I did the three finger, four taps. And I heard it say copy to speech clipboard. And then I went to Susie's email. I listened to her address, did the same thing, the three finger, four taps, and it went into the clipboard. Then I went over to messages, found my brother's name, got into the edit field, router to copy speech, clicked up till I found Ralph's address. I dictated Ralph's address. Double tapped on the address, it went into the message. Then I dictated Susie's address, then flicked up in the clipboard that was still open and double tapped on Susie's address. So he had both of them and it took minimal time. It was very, very powerful. I highly recommend that feature. If you haven't already gotten it, I highly recommend it. All right, that's what I have. And now I'm going to open the floor up for anybody that wants to speak.
I forgot about copy speech. I need to put that in my rotor. And okay, so you went and copied them out of the email, both addresses with the three finger quadruple tap. What do you mean you dictated their name? Then you went to copy text and or copy speech, whatever, and then pasted it in. What were you dictating if you were already in the body of the message? Isn't that what kind of, or did you mean, like, say, this is Susie's address, and then you pasted the address?
Exactly. I just told him which address was which, and he had, all I did a copy to the speech clipboard was the actual address. I just said the name before I double tapped on the address to put it in the message. So you can use a combination of dictation, typing, ever how you want, and the rotor with the clipboard. It is powerful. And you can copy anywhere you hear speech. you can copy it to the clipboard. You can go get a phone number. You can get a recipe. You can get a text message. You can, I've copied this huge long thing off of Facebook that was pretty cool. I just, you know, after I got through listening to it, I did the three-finger quadruple tap. It copied it to the clipboard, and then I put it in my notes app just to have it because it was a cool thing that I read. So anywhere speech is talking, you can copy it to the clipboard. It is phenomenal.
I need to remember that because just yesterday, day before yesterday, actually, I had to send my address to my air conditioner guy. And I had texted him a while back my name, number, and address, and he wanted it again. He said he'd probably have it, but, you know, if you could send it to me. And I did the whole rotor to edit, swipe down, copy this, and, you know, the whole old way. And I could have used that. I totally forgot about it.
I have a question. So I wasn't here for the last one, sorry, I don't think. But anyways, after you're done copying with the triple, the quadruple triple tap, you know what I meant, do you do the same command to paste it then?
All you do is rotor to copy speech, click up. Once you hear the part of the message or part of the text that you want to put in the message or email or wherever the edit field is, all you do is double tap it.
Yeah, the reason you don't paste it that way is because, like she said, with the two addresses, it's like the JAWS keyboard. If you use a computer, I haven't used that in a while, but you can copy multiple things. Like she said, she went to one address, did a three-finger quadruple tap. So she copied that address. Then she went to Susie's address and did the same thing, the quadruple tap, copied that address. And you could do, I don't know if there's a limit, but say you have 10 things copied. So when you want to paste something, just like she said, you go to rotor, copy speech, and you swipe up and down while you're in there. And whatever you land on, you double tap it and it pastes it. So you can, paste one thing, you can paste three or four things, granted all separately, but you just swipe up and down what you want, double tap, swipe some more, double tap, paste, swipe some more, double tap, paste.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
It does have the option to clear speech rotor, speech, whatever it is, clipboard. But unfortunately, which to my dismay, it does not keep things that you copy to the clipboard indefinitely. I mean, it gives you a window of time, I want to say maybe 2 hours. And after that, it's I've noticed that it will clear out.
Regardless, even if it's only one thing, because I was thinking, say, 10 things. So the 11th one becomes 10 and number one goes away. I thought maybe it worked that way. But no, I guess, that's sad to hear.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would change about that. But for quick stuff, if you're like, oh, I want to grab that and copy it, you know, and then put it somewhere, you can do that very easily.
So you can get this from the App Store. And what was the name of it again?
I'll let her answer it. I believe we already have it on our phone. You just have to add it to the rotor from your settings. I wonder, even if in settings you could set it to keep it on the clipboard for an hour, 2 hours, 5 days. They're probably trying to make it so you don't clutter it and you don't have 100 things in there.
I'm not sure what that's about, but it's a function. It's not really an app. Becky, the way Hank just said, it's in settings under accessibility under VoiceOver. Then you go to your rotors and you make sure it's selected in your rotor. And the only time you'll see this option is when you listen to something and you do the three-finger quadruple tap, and you'll hear it say, copy to speech clipboard. Then when you go into an edit field, say a message, an email, or notes app, when you're in an edit field, Then that's when the rotor comes to play. You do your knob fingers on the screen like you're turning a knob until you hear copy speech. Then you can flick up or down with one finger and go through the things that you have copied to the speech clipboard. And then once you find the one you want to save, then you can double tap on that and it copies it right in. First time I did that, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
It really is. If you can remember all those steps. But it does sound like a really nifty thing.
It's just really convenient. Once, you know, because once you put that in your rotor, it's always there. It's always available to you. And you hear something, it's like, oh, I want to send that to Linda Lee. And you just, you know, like if she saw something on Facebook, which I've started finding some pretty good stuff on Facebook. I'll, you know, once I've heard it, I'll just do the three-finger quadruple tap, and it'll say, copy the speech clipboard. And then you can go to an email, and, you know, once you get into the edit field, just rotor to copy speech, flick up till you see that, and then double tap it, and voila, it's in the email.
Very neat.
I have a question when we have time.
Well, I think we've pretty much exhausted that, unless somebody has any other questions about the copy speech or the iGUIDE.
I must have it already in my rotor. I did it last time we talked because I just tried it. I can do a quick demo if anybody wants. If not, but I think it's pretty self-explanatory. But if anybody would like, I will. If not, move on.
Okay, that iGUIDE is in the App Store. It's a letter I and the word guide.
No, it's E like Echo, Y-E, G-U-I-D-E.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it. So iGUIDE, okay. Thank you.
And if you have LiDAR on your phone, it utilizes LiDAR to detect objects, and it'll also use spoken word to give you turn-by-turn directions, like turn left to avoid an object, and sometimes if you turn left, there's another object right there. So it'll tell you to turn left again. All right, Dennis.
I actually have two, but we'll go with one first. My first really important question is, a lot of us who have older iPhones, once 27 comes out, are going to have to buy new phones, okay? And I see we've got the 17E and then the standard 17. For a blind person, unless you want a bigger phone size-wise, is there any advantage to buying a nicer phone, or should I just stick with the E? I don't mind buying a nicer phone if it's going to give me some more advantages, but I don't want to spend money wastefully.
What I'm hearing, and I have the 14 Pro, and I have no intention on updating anytime soon. I'm not really wanting to utilize the latest and greatest. And from what I'm hearing of 27, they're going to have quite a few accessibility advances as far as, you know, the voiceover and stuff like that. But right now, there's some complaints that I'm hearing about the 26.5. So I don't think I'm going to be updating right now because I'm hearing rumors about people voiceover crashing, stopping, and losing focus. So I'm going to wait till they fix those bugs first. But unless your phone just doesn't work anymore or there's features on the newer phone that you really would like to have, I don't see getting a newer phone until you really have to.
Oh, no, I have to because I've got an SE, too. And that would be the reason why I'd want to get a new phone. My question is, do I get an SE? Excuse me, do I get a 17E? Or do I get a regular 17? Is there any reason for a blind person besides size of phone to upgrade to go for a 17 versus a 17E? That's my question.
I don't think there's too much of a difference. I'd have to look at the specs of the E. But I did not go with the Pro because, even the lady Apple says, unless you do a lot of picture taking and filming and you're really going to utilize the cameras, for multimedia, there's no sense in spending the money on the Pro. I don't think we get an advantage as far as like the apps that we use, the cameras that come with the phones nowadays are more than capable for like Orion and all that stuff. I hear the E has great speakers and probably better than the 17. I got the 17. My sister, she's not blind, but she bought the E. She says it's fine. She did it to save money. So you have the SE2. That one is actually still good. What you could do also, coming up soon, I think June 6th, is the WWDC when they're going to be talking about what's new in the 27, iOS 27. And Spence, also, well, you can wait a little bit. I have the latest update on my phone, and I have no issues at all with focus, dictation, voiceover, none of that. I think if you already have some issues, they kind of continue. If you don't, because I've been seeing it all over Facebook, people complaining about this, that, and the other, and I've seen a few people say, well, I'm fine, and like me, I'm fine as well.
I got the 17E. The A-Lady app is up to its old tricks again. I opened it a couple of times today, and it shut off my speech completely. I thought they'd fixed it. No, I guess not.
I'm like Hank with it. I'm running the latest version of 26.5.1 or whatever it is. I'm having absolutely no problem whatsoever.
I have the update too, and I've had no problem. The other thing I've wondered about in terms of Dennis's question there is I just saw the video that Kim Komando has in her newsletter today for Apple Vision Pro for accessibility. It's got this video of this girl doing a lot of stuff traveling around, navigation wise. And I just wonder, where will that be available, this Apple Vision Pro?
I've heard about Apple Vision, but I know literally nothing about it. And I'm wondering if it like another version of iPhone? Does it have a whole different operating system? I know virtually nothing about it. So that might be something I'm going to maybe look into. And as far as your issues with speech cutting off, you might be one of the phones that has issues that, certain things will crash voiceover. I don't know. That's some of the complaints I'm seeing online on the Facebook.
And voiceover speech is completely going away. I think I asked this last time. Or is it going quiet? I forget what app I used to open and the speech would go into the headset, when you put it up to your ear. So if you crank it up, you can hear it coming out of there. So I would just go to the home page and then just open the app again and then it would come out the speakers. Apple Vision, as far as I know, it's been around a few years. Basically, they're glasses, just like the Meta Glass. Well, not just like, but you know what I mean. It's its own thing, but they are like $3,500. I don't think it had much for accessibility at the time. I think they're coming out with a new pair. And that'd be great if they do all the accessible, because the phones and the watches are very accessible. So if they do it, do a whole bunch of accessibility stuff with the glasses, that would be awesome.
Real quick, Parker, you said 26.5.1. I just checked my machine. I've got an older one. It just says 26.5. So I want to make sure we're clear that we're all on the same page with that. I'm making sure I didn't mishear you.
I got the latest iOS, and mine works fine, too. But I have a problem with Team Talk, which is, I'm sure it's just a setting. I got to get in there and figure out what it is. But when I go into Team Talk and go to different servers and stuff, I can barely hear it. I just hear it through the earpiece. And if I click on the server, then the voice comes out like it should out of the iPhone speaker. So, but I'm sure that's just a setting in a TeamTalk, probably.
Yep, it is definitely a setting. I've seen it and I fixed it, but I couldn't tell you exactly where I went to do it. There's so many things in that thing. Unbelievable. But, and then I was going to say something about, yeah, the glasses I am not interested in at all. They had actually a local NFB had a little thing where you could get the Meta glasses for a very reduced rate. And the president of the club called me up. He said, "Don't you want a pair of Meta glasses?" I said, "Actually, no." I think he was pretty shocked, but anyway, not yet. I'm not on board with it yet. Maybe one day. So, yeah, when you open that app, Mark, why don't you, you know, like hold it up to your ear and kind of flick a little bit and see if there's any sound? Because I have heard of that happening before. I don't know why it happened, so.
No, Dennis, it's just 26.5. I just misspoke.
And I'm going to try it real quick here because TeamTalk is one of the apps that used to happen to me. So let's see here. Open TeamTalk. Is that open? If it's in the earpiece, I'm going to turn the volume up. I'm going to put the phone close to the microphone so. See, it's coming out. So I'm going to go to the home screen with a swipe up from the bottom. I'm on the home screen.
Calendar, Wednesday.
All right.
May 20th.
Open TeamTalk.
Calendar, Wednesday.
Oops.
May 20th. Enter join code button. Out of sight. Local server. Connect button.
Yeah, now it's coming out the speaker.
TeamTalk preferences button.
You know, I find interesting that you mention that because not my works fine. But haptics goes away. So when I plug my battery in, it goes, and then you can feel it or, you know, different things like that. When I plug in my, when I run TeamTalk, the haptics go away.
Words, speaking rate, 60, 50, 50.
Okay.
Live red, TeamTalk.
There's my TeamTalk, loading it. And I guess because I use it with my hearing aids all the time, I've never noticed it when I don't have it on my hearing aid that it goes to the speaker like that. So, yeah, I guess mine does it too. I don't quite know how to fix that. How did you fix it, Hank?
Yeah, Hank, I just noticed what you did. You opened up TeamTalk and it was just coming out of the earpiece. But then if you told it to open TeamTalk again, it came out the speaker. That's cool. Wow. That's sort of an easy fix, but roundabout.
Well, I didn't close TeamTalk. Like, I didn't go to the app switcher. I opened TeamTalk, then I swipe up to go to the home screen, and then I open it again. Basically, it's still open, technically. I don't go to app switcher and close it, because when you open it again, it's going to go back to the earpiece. So just open it, go to home screen. Screen? That's a word. Home screen, and open it again, and your voiceover should be fine.
I suspect that it's probably an output setting, because I know that when I was looking at the outputs, they have a whole bunch of different controls for inputs and outputs. I suspect if you mess with it there, you'd probably fix the issue. Now, I got hearing aids too, plus headphones, and I'm always constantly having to switch them back and forth between the speakers and the hearing aids and the headphones.
Yeah, I just tried it again. I just tried the A-Lady app, and the speech doesn't come out anywhere. I've still got the haptics, and the sounds, but I don't have speech.
Well, I did what Hank did. I reloaded. I had Siri open it again, and there it is.
One local server, the line connection. Server list at name, the line connection, server list, back button.
And it talked just fine.
The line can locals connect, but connect, disconnect.
And it's still
silent.
Okay.
Image, disconnect.
Works fine.
Preferences.
That's a good hint there, Hank.
Yeah, that's a good find. Yeah. I just use Siri for everything. I just said open TeamTalk, And I was in the earpiece. I said, open TeamTalk again without doing anything. And boom, Viam came right up.
Oh, so you don't even have to go to the home screen. That's even better. Now, with the A-Lady, I should ask this because I think it might be definitely different. So you say you lose voiceover. If you go to the home screen, does the speech come back or you just lose it altogether?
If I go to the home screen, it comes back.
So maybe try that. Open A-Lady, go to home screen, open A-Lady again. Don't go to App Switcher and close it and see if you get voice then.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Siri. Open Amazon Alexa. Okay, so now I don't have any speech. And you can hear me flicking around and it doesn't do anything. So I'm gonna go back to the home screen. Maybe.
iTunes Store.
Okay.
Translate. iTunes Store. Translate. App Store. Fitness. Watch.
Let's see, I've got to get to the right page here.
Playground. Files. Search. Page 204. Adjustable.
I think that's where it is.
Playground. Files. PayPal, Instacart, Productivity, Team Talk, Kindle, TuneIn Radio, Facebook, Tips, News, Health, Podcasts, Shortcut, Find My, VD Scan, Books, Voice Memo, eFolder, Watch, Fitness, App Store, Translate, iTunes Store.
It's not. Let's see what page is it on here.
Doc, Mail, Playground, Doc, Mail, Weather, Playground, Doc, Mail, Weather, Settings, One New Item, Phone, Search, Page 204, Adjustable.
Okay.
Page 104. Maps, Safari, Music, Amazon Alexa.
There it is. Nope, it's dead. I'm flicking all over the place and it's not doing a thing.
That is weird. To make it easier, why didn't you open it with Siri again? The first time you opened it with Siri, the second time you flicked all over the place looking for it. I don't know. Didn't you already try to uninstalling it and going back to the App Store and reinstalling it?
I think when she reinstalled it, it did work for a little bit. But the only other thing I can recommend, or you can try, is maybe go to settings under the Alexa app and see if there's anything in there that might be set. I don't know.
Yeah, the weird thing is it worked for a while. I was all excited, and then I tried it again today, and it was back to the same old thing.
Well, I wonder, like she says, go and check the app. I'm wondering if it's connecting to a Bluetooth device or something. That's just strange. That's weird. I've never seen that before.
I agree. That is strange. I was thinking the same thing. It might be connecting or sending the sound somewhere else, but why would it? I don't.
Now, I don't know because I don't have a newer iPhone. If you've got a headphone connector like you do on the old ones, you know what I mean? Hook up a pair of headphones and see if it does the same thing. Then you'll know. Then you got, if it doesn't do the same thing, then you know it's hooking up to something else, maybe.
I mean, like a wired headset? Yeah. Yeah, that's one way to check. Or do it when you have your Bluetooth headset turned on and listening to voiceover, say on your home screen, and open it and see if you still lose sound.
I don't have a Bluetooth headset hooked up to this phone yet. I did try it with the wired headphones and it's the same thing. Yeah, it's weird. Voiceover will talk, but as soon as the app engages, it just shuts up. And I just tried it again. I went to the home screen and tried it again with Siri, like you suggested. And I'm sorry, that's what I thought you wanted me to do, was to actually open it from the home screen. And that's why I was flicking around.
Well, I got what you said there, Mark. I didn't realize. That was what I was going to have you do, is hook up a set of wired headphones. So when you get in there, what happens when you turn the volume up and down? Does it click or make any noise? Because that would be, that would tell you something too. At least when you hit the, if it's, I'd be curious to see if it's doing anything when you turn the volume up and down.
The volume doesn't have, because I tried that too. I tried turning the volume up and it didn't do anything.
Go into your settings, go to apps under Amazon Alexa and open it up and see what your settings see, if there's something in there that might be triggering it.
I know sometimes when I'm using my Apple Music, I'll go to a certain page with the display and it'll freeze up on me. And that's when it's been that way always. So I'm wondering if there's some graphic or if there's something on there that's screwing VoiceOver on, like a nag screen that just screwed VoiceOver up.
And then there's always the thing too, where if you did an update, it turns things off. Like mine, I just tried it with my phone. And of course it's got it. You know, I have to go through all the things of, because I don't use Alexa with my phone, but to turn the microphone on and all the things that it wants to be allowed to use with the phone. And those updates will turn stuff off that you had on, whatever. It's crazy.
Now, I know there's a button or a thing in there that says speak to Alexa. I wonder if you can speak to Alexa and tell it to turn the volume up. I was having trouble doing it on my device, but I wanted to change voices. But I can go into the Alexa app and click where it says speak to Alexa and tell it to change voices, and it did it.
Well, if she could hear VoiceOver, that would help, but she can't hear VoiceOver at this time.
Okay, so I'm in the settings. And here are all the different things under it.
Allow Amazon Alexa to access. Heading. Location. While using. Button. Contacts. Full access. Button. Photos. Private access. But Bluetooth. Switch button. On. Microphone. Switch button. On. Apple Intelligence and Siri. Button. Search. Button. Notifications. Search. Button. Apple Intelligence.
I don't know what this Apple Intelligence and Siri is. I'm not sure what that is.
Learn from this app. Switch button. On. Allow Siri to learn from how you use Amazon Alexa to make suggestions across apps. Suggestions. Heading. Show on home screen. Switch button. On. Suggest app. Switch button. On. Suggestion notifications. Switch button. On. Allow suggestions and content from Amazon Alexa and shortcuts for the app to appear in search engine widgets. These suggestions and shortcuts are based on how you use the app. Allow suggestions and content.
So that's what's under there. I'll go back to the main.
Learn from this app. Switch button. Amazon Alexa. Back button. Apple Intelligence and search button. Notifications. Banners. Live activities. Switch button. Off.
Now, I don't know. It says live activities. Switch button. Off. I have no idea what that is.
Background app refresh. Switch button. Off. Cellular data. Switch button. On. Amazon Alexa settings. Heading.
Okay.
Version. 2.2.7.2.4.
That's all that's under there.
Yeah, I was about to say, I went through the settings already too. I didn't see anything on there as far as like audio output or anything like that. The only thing I saw was Bluetooth, but I believe you need to have that on because that's how it sees and kind of communicates. Well, actually, it does it through Wi-Fi, but it kind of wants you to turn Bluetooth on when the first time you've set it up, if I remember correctly. You could try turning that off and then trying it. But I think it kind of needs it to be on to see all your devices.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking, and this is my uneducated guess. I'm wondering, because you have your microphone turned on, at least on my old phone, you cannot run a record at the same time you run. You can do it, I think. Yeah, you can. But I'm wondering if you turn the mic off, if it's waiting for a voice input of somehow, and turning that mic off might might make it so it switches back over. You kind of get what I'm saying? You know, when it comes up with the dictate thing, it will turn your speech off, and then you talk into it, and then it turns your speech back on. I'm wondering if something like that's happening. You guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she's not recording anything, and it does need the mic to be on. The only thing I can think of, you had a couple of things turned off. You might want to turn them on, and then maybe the intelligence is kind of interfering with it. Do you have your intelligence activated?
I can't remember. I think I just turned that on. It wasn't on before.
Well, the only reason I mentioned the microphone is that, like I say, when you do dictate, it will ask you to do it. It's just saying for a test, because if the microphone's taking over the system, it might not let voiceover come on because it's waiting for words to be spoken. That was more of a test than anything.
You actually have to activate Alexa within the app. Double tap to speak to Alexa. So that's the only time the microphone is actually active.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think, because you have to use the microphone a lot, you know, just like you do with the devices. So it would be kind of counterproductive, I would think, to have it off.
Microphone, switch button off.
My microphone is off. So maybe it is trying to, I wonder if you open up the app and do a two-finger double tap, like to, you know, start and stop dictation or turn the microphone. See, I don't use my app on my phone at all, like for asking questions. I just use Siri for that. Or I'm home a lot, so I just use one of my devices. So I didn't even realize the microphone was off last time I just looked at it, like 30 seconds ago. I thought it was on, but I looked again. It's off.
Could it get confused with other A-Lady devices you have in your house with the, you know, the Wi-Fi connection or Bluetooth connection or whatever?
Well, I guess what I was saying is yes, you have to do a double tap on the screen to get it to work. But because the microphone is turned on, it might be shutting speech off. That's what I was just saying. Turn it off and see if it works. And if it doesn't, you know, if it does, then you know it's fixed. If not, just turn it back on again. That was all.
Okay, when I just loaded mine, it's got
attachments.
You can
message Alexa.
You can message
add attachment, speak to Alexa
or
button.
That's your microphone button right there, and then it has the keyboard also.
Tap Y.
So yeah, you can do both.
I just wonder, you have a different Siri or a different voiceover voice. I wonder if that makes a difference. I don't know. I'm about ready to try anything.
Well, I use Alex just because I had it on my Mac, and I really liked Alex. And it's funny, when he's reading something on Facebook, you can actually hear him take a breath. It's really funny.
Does anybody know if you can hook up an external drive to an iPhone? Because sometimes when I'm, we live out in the boondocks here, and sometimes I don't have cell signal to listen to music. Can you do that?
They do make thumb drives for the iPhone. I actually had one at one point in time. God knows where it is, but I don't. But yeah, you can, they're out there.
Yep, they do have them. I think some of them work on both phones and computers. Not sure on that one, though. I just tried turning on the microphone. The A-Lady app was completely closed down. So once I turned the microphone on, I opened up Alexa and it's still working. So then I went and turned the microphone back off the way I had it.
Okay, so regarding the thumb drives that I got has a USB-A on one end to plug into your computer and copy content onto it. And then it's got the lightning for the other end that you plug into your phone, and your phone will recognize it.
For Apple.
On the website support.
Okay, cool. I kind of figured that was the way it would be, because when I get a new SE, if I get an E here, I was thinking about getting the 512, but I'm going to stick with the 250 if I can get a drive for it.
Okay, when I was checking ATFS, if you format your drive in ATFS, there's a good chance that Apple device will read it.
Well, I'll call up Apple Accessibility. They really seem to be pretty good on things because I want to use it with my music app. Thank you.
Yeah, the only thing I guess I will do is to try to uninstall it. I really have not tried that yet, and reinstall it and see if that does help. I've been reluctant to do it, but I will try that and see if that does anything.
Well, it just, you know, it's always in your app store and your app history. So when you go delete it and reinstall, because anytime you buy a new phone, all your apps are still up there. So other than turning those two things on that you had off, that's the only suggestion I have. But yeah, if all else fails, they say delete and reinstall.
Yeah, I think that's the next thing I'm going to try, because it really is frustrating. I mean, like, I don't use the app when I'm here, but like, if I ever want to do some resetting with my devices and things, I'm going to want to access it. Or if I'm away and I want to like play one of my games that I play or something like that, I want to be able to access it on my phone. So I'd really like to get it working again, if possible.
I got to share this really funny story to do with the Alexa app. CJ, y'all know how crazy she is. And she was messing with her phone, and she saw where you could send a sound to like somebody in your group, family or whatever. So she sent it to her husband, Scott. So they were out at dinner one night, and this sound came through the phone on his end, and he was like, and she's about to fall out of her seat laughing, but he's like, Carla, make it stop. It was just really, really funny. Remember that, Hank?
Yep, I do. With another flatulent sound.
Hey, Mari, you've got the 17E now. I didn't know that. How do you like it? Because that's probably what I'm going to get.
I like it really well. You know, it's still small enough to where I can hold it in my hand and be very comfortable with it. And it does have a nice sound. It definitely has a more full sound than my SE 2020. So yeah, it's nice. I like it in most respects.
The problem I have with my 14 Pro is it is so heavy. I'll hold it for a while, and then I was like, and I gotta put this, you know, and then I'll put it down beside me, or you know, and use it that way. But it's just really heavy.
Well, it's probably the battery. I've got a battery here that weighs almost 3/4 of a pound, and it's a lithium ion. That's probably the biggest part. Thank you, Mar. I appreciate it, because I don't want a large phone. You know, that's the only advantage I could see getting a regular iPhone 17 is it's bigger. I don't like it. I've got small hands, too, and I really love the SE, and that was the reason why I didn't want to upgrade, because I didn't want anything bigger.
I went from the 5SE to this 14 Pro, and boy, was it an adjustment. So, yeah, I'm in favor. I wish they would bring back the minis, because they were, you know, we don't need all that real estate. We can do just fine on a smaller phone. But people love the bigger phones because that's all they use. They watch movies, videos, Instagram, Twitter, all those stuff, you know, visual media. And the bigger the phone, the better they like it.
I agree. Bigger phones are more for sighted people or some people who do braille input, you know.
Well, I can't wait to use Seeing AI or some of the apps on that phone. The 17E has a 38 megapixel camera.
Yeah, I think you'd be fine with the 17E, especially if you're not going to do anything crazy with it, like, you know, taking videos and pictures. And some people like to do that anyway, even though they can't see, but they get the description and they can show people, or like keep a history of things. But other than that, unless you're doing anything crazy with it, the apps we use, I think the camera that comes with any of the newer phones is fine.
Yeah, I think you'll, you don't want to do anything crazy with it, like Hank said. So I think you'll, 17E is probably a good and affordable option for you.
So does the 17E have the LiDAR that they talk about that can be helpful for navigation or not? And how badly do we really need that?
Not at all, because I have, and one of the reasons I've bought the Pro is for the LiDAR and for the cameras. But when I call Ira, they don't have an option of what camera they're seeing out of. It's just one main camera. So Hank, Mark, how many cameras do you have on your phone?
I have the front facing one, and then I have the back facing one. So I don't know. I don't think I have any other ones that I know of.
You would feel it on the back of my phone, on your phone. I've got three little circles and three cameras. And I don't see the point. Hank, how many do you have on the back of yours?
I have the Pro Max with three on mine too.
I've got, yeah, there's only one on the back. There's only one circle on the back.
You know, Mar, you might want to call Apple Accessibility and tell them what the issue is so they know it, because there's got to be a lot of people that are having that issue, or they probably already know about it.
That's true. I was thinking that, too. They might be able to help. I think two cameras. So it's got the two big circles, but the light comes out of them, too, like I said. I'm thinking it's two. I tried asking, but I never get a straight answer from my devices as to how many cameras it has. It always wants to tell me about the Pro. I'm like, I don't have the Pro.
So no, I'm just about to delete the app. It said deleting the app will delete the data. Does that mean I'll have to reconnect all my devices? Oh, I got a phone call.
No, it doesn't. It won't disconnect anything.
You know what drives me nuts is when I have a pair, and I think I figured out how to fix it, but when I have a pair of headphones on and my phone rings, I've got these headphones that are just, you can't hear anything out of it, and the damn phone switches to the big speakers. And I don't mind that, but then you have to take the headphones off and then find out who it is and then answer the call and put the headphones back on.
You know how when we get a voicemail and you'd have voiceover on speaker, but when you go to listen to the voicemail, it would go to the headset. And that would drive me nuts. I hated that. So now in this version that I'm using now, and I haven't really updated, but I don't expect that to change, you can go into your voicemail, and then just before you double tap on play, you can change it to speaker, and you'll be able to hear the voicemail out loud. I just love that.
Oh, that drove me nuts. Yeah, Clint, let's listen to what my mom says, and then I hit the button, and it's gone.
It's not gone. It's just in your headset, earpiece. So now you have the option to do that, which is really, really cool. I really like it.
Well, and the speech-to-text has gotten so good. The speech-to-text on the voicemail is really good.
Oh yeah, it really does. It works well, and the voice, you know, you can speed it up or slow it down. You can you know, do the letter by letter, word by word, if you're not sure what it said. It's just very powerful. I mean, we're very fortunate as blind people to have this technology available to us because, shoot, 20 years ago, not quite. It wasn't ready for prime time. Any last minute comments or before we close out today?
Not just that. I wish I remember what I figured out a couple weeks ago. I was like, oh, I'll have to bring this up at the next iFocus, iPhone class here. And I don't remember what it was. I did show you guys how to get to all the voiceover settings last time.
Well, Hank, join the club. I said I was going to demonstrate something, and I cannot remember what it was either. So I've been racking my brain all morning, never did figure it out.
Well, that leads me to the Reminders app. So going forward, if anybody has a tip that they would like to share 2 weeks from today, then just tell your Siri to set a reminder and the date of the class and what time to remind you and what you're going to talk about. And there you go. Probably set it up in less than a minute. So just a little hint or tip for the next time. Anyway, thank you all for coming in. This went like a shot, like it usually does. And thanks, everybody, for your input and comments. This group wouldn't go anywhere without you. So thank you all for coming. We'll see you in 2 weeks. And don't forget Center Stage tonight.